Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to the Great America Show and happy Independence Day. We're honoring all who founded our great republic and all who've sacrificed to keep us free. We're celebrating almost 2.5 centuries of America, 246 years since the Declaration of Independence, and we're still a republic. So help us God. And we are struggling to remain so. But so far, we are prevailing, even though the outcome of our struggles is far from written. A word, if I may, even as we celebrate our blessings as citizens of this great nation, about the threats that we face, and they are many. We have seldom, if ever, faced such powerful forces externally, and from within, those who mean to subjugate the American people to a new world order that would replace our sovereignty with subservience, would replace our heritage and culture, that we accede to a so-called liberal world order that seeks to establish a one-world government that would hold dominion over this great nation and all of Western civilization. Foreign threats are clear. Communist China is only foremost among our enemies, hardly alone. China's strategic partner, of course, is Russia, and their expansionary designs are ambitious. Russian forces are advancing their occupied territory in Ukraine. NATO and Europe are paralyzed to this point, looking to an impaired American president for leadership. China hurls insults and provokes encounters with U.S. aircraft and Navy ships. It makes almost weekly threats, and the Biden administration has no response as Beijing hovers over Taiwan, ever eager to invade. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia and other Arab states are looking to possible alignment with China and Russia. And Iran appears to be only months away, at most, from full capability to build nuclear weapons. Facing all of this, the Biden White House remains silent and seems stymied. Within our country, the threats we face are not always as easy to see, though that, too, is changing. We've witnessed Marxist Dems overwhelm and take control of the Democrat Party and the deep state. And with the corporate news media, they tried to block and then overthrow Donald Trump's presidency. They created the most powerful disinformation campaign in American history, authored by Hillary Clinton's campaign, the Democrat National Committee, the deep state. 6 years of relentless criminal political persecution of Trump, years of FBI investigations, a special counsel investigation, 2 impeachments, and now the Marxist Dems January 6 committee. And like all the persecutions that preceded it, the committee is a farce and spews outrageous lies. And it is horrific that no one, not one single person, has been held to account for the persecution of President Trump and so many in a persecution that has now entered its 7th year. And here we are today, 246 years after our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence. As a nation, we have overcome much, and we will overcome much more. We will prevail against all threats, all enemies, and that includes the Marxist left in this country who would subject America and Americans to a liberal world order and one world government. In the midst of the Civil War in 1863, just 87 years after the signing of the Declaration of Independence, President Abraham Lincoln promised that our government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. There is one condition in Lincoln's great words and his promise. So long as we resolve that those who sacrificed all in defending this republic will not have died in vain, we will prevail. This would be a good day for all of us to so resolve. Thank you for being with us today. Happy Independence Day, and God bless you, and God bless America.